Relationship Psych, the podcast, helping you design the relationship you want. With couples therapy costing a pretty penny, Relationship Psych gives you access to couples therapy insights without spending a dime. Tune in for discussions on communication, managing conflict, recovering from infidelity, attachment, and more. I'm your host, Amber Dawson. I'm a psychologist and couples therapist. A few of my favorite things are my husband, grapes, and my adorable little dog, Riggs. Simply by listening, you're going to get tools to help you and your partner create a loving and harmonious relationship that can withstand the test of time. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be misconstrued for specific relationship advice. For advice for your specific relationship, seek out a local couples therapist in your area. Welcome back to Relationship Psych. Today we're talking about compatibility in long-term relationships. Maybe you've literally asked yourself, are we compatible? Are we growing together? Is this relationship going to last? Now, transitions, life changes, and just long time is hard on partnerships. And if you find yourself at a T intersection, choosing which path to walk in life, you may wonder if you and your partner are headed in the same direction. Now, here's a way I think about compatibility in long-term relationships and to help me determine if we're headed in the same direction, and if we're not, how do we get going the same way? I like to think about compatibility like creating a team I want to do life with. Now imagine picking a teammate to go through thick and thin. What are the qualities in that other person that's going to help you stay together happily for the long term? From the relationship research, I know some of these qualities are things like you genuinely like each other. Yes, that might seem obvious, but hey, I once got married to someone I didn't genuinely like. So yes, it could seem obvious to genuinely like your partner, but for everyone, it's not always. Another is you want to be together. You want to both make it work. You want to pick this other person to be on your team. Recently, I've been watching The Ultimatum on Netflix, and you see people that aren't sure if they want to be together. They love each other, but they're not sure they want to pick that other person. And I think it's really critical when you're choosing a teammate that they pick you back, not just that you have to convince them to be with you. You show each other through words and actions that you love each other. This is really important to sustaining long-term relationship that withstands the test of time, that you keep doing the actions and saying the things that got you to fall in love in the first place, and that you do these things over the course of your relationship. Don't stop dating your partner after you got married, after you became a team, after years and years went by, because those are the things that made you fall in love in the first place. Another quality of compatibility is you share similar goals for the future. So for example, do you share similar savings goals? Do you have similar goals when it comes to having a family? Now, not all of these things are deal breakers, but some of them are. You have to at least get on the same page-ish to be working towards a shared vision for your future. Do you share similar beliefs and values? Generally, as you go about your day, do you have similar things you want to achieve in a similar worldview, the way you think about life? You manage conflict well together. See, having a great teammate doesn't mean you avoid conflict, and there is no conflict. It means there probably is, but you have figured out how do you do conflict in a respectful way that doesn't damage this awesome team that you're creating. And one of the last qualities that I think is key when it comes to compatibility is you truly enjoy spending time together. Because when you choose someone to be your teammate, you are spending a heck of a lot of time together. So you pick that teammate and they demonstrate these qualities. They want to be with you. Things won't always go perfectly. As we talked about, managing conflict is going to be essential. Think about playing a team sport. You're going to get frustrated with your teammates. You might even fight with them. But winning on and off the court, on and off the field, means finding a way to pull it together when the going gets tough. You're going to have bad games. That doesn't mean you're an incompatible team. But are you willing to do the work as a team to find your way back together and achieve the goal? Relationship research tells me that 2/3 of relationships suffer after a child is born. And if you've been listening, you know I just had a baby. The man I love more than life itself and I, my teammate and I, we created a little human. We like each other. We want to be together. We show our love for each other. But in this last month, we have had different ways of achieving the goal of making it through the first month and bringing a little human into this world. We have been frustrated with each other. This doesn't mean we're incompatible. But if we don't do the work to make this work, our relationship could certainly suffer. Now, there is a new hurdle in our life that we've had to overcome together. To do this together, we've had to go through some conflict. We've had to listen to opposing views, talk to each other, and create new plans and new solutions about how to achieve our similar goal for raising our child. Now, just because you're on the same team and you have some bad games, it doesn't mean you should quit. It means you need to get back to the drawing board and create a strategy that you can try to implement together. And I think part of compatibility is just that key component of the two people getting back together time and time again, being willing to make it work. Are you willing to do the work? Now, that doesn't mean you're both going to be willing at the same time, on the same day, in the same moment, but can you eventually get together where you both put in the work to be compatible? Compatibility is a journey that's going to happen over the course of your relationship. Some moments you're going to be more compatible than others, but it's, hey, are you both willing to do what it takes to be compatible not only now and in the future? Thank you for tuning in to Relationship Psych, the podcast put on by Ember Relationship Psychology. If you're looking for more free relationship help or advice that comes straight from the couples therapy room, check out the free resources and the blog at www.emberrelationshippsychology.com.